This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Associated Equipment Distributors. I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. And we're here at the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show. Let's head back to the studio where I'll give you an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. At the National Farm Machinery Show last week, we caught up with Daniel Cook, CEO of North American Deutz Fahr distributor PFG America. Cook said the company has big goals in 2024, including doubling its current dealer network of about 100 dealers. The company is also seeing growth at the top end of its horsepower offering as it onboards more dealers. Cook said Deutz Fahr's higher horsepower offerings in North America, which cap at 340 horsepower, are a small but growing portion of its business, particularly with smaller dealers.
And if you look at the size of Deutz in America at the moment, we've got enormous growth and enormous opportunity to help some of the smaller dealers pick up a higher quality product line, pick up a six-cylinder product line that they might not have at the moment, that they don't have access to. And if you look at our product range, that's one of our absolute strengths across North America, is that we can offer, unlike most brands, a great high horsepower offering outside of the major manufacturers. At the moment, we're selling about 10 to 15% of our volume are our high horsepower six-cylinder tractors, but we're seeing that grow as our dealers are developing more capability, improving. We're working heavily with the dealers on service capability. And as you start to get tractors in the field, those customers that are running the bigger, higher horsepower tractors are really starting to see that Deutz can look after them and can offer a really great solution.
Cook added that PFG is aiming to bring in dealers for areas Deutz Fahr is not well represented, including the Southeast and California. Looking ahead, Cook expects the current shallow trough in the ag equipment cycle downturn to ease by early next year. However, he says this will depend on what happens with the 2024 election.
Now, I guess it depends on what happens with the election cycle. You know, an election year, and I haven't been for one in America yet, but an election year is always a challenging year in any market. So I would expect that we're going to see interest rates reducing as the year goes by. In the build up to the election, elections always cause a bit of uncertainty. So my pick would be in the first quarter of next year, as we're coming into the spring season again, we'll start to see a pickup in the market.
Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. We just got back from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Had a great time down there checking out all the new cutting-edge technology. Let's check out some sights and sounds from the floor. First up, we stopped by Trimble, where Senior Product Director Corey Bukes introduced us to the new Bilberry Smart Spraying System. So this is a camera-based retrofit kit that can save farmers up to 90% on herbicide applications. It's being tested in 10 countries. It's expected to be available later this year or maybe early next year. Well, I'll tell you what, the 360 Yield Center booth was full of energy. Here's a look at company founder Greg Sauter. He was on his A-game teaching attendees all about 360 Rain, the autonomous irrigation system, and how it's boosting yields significantly in test fields. Also, plenty of new technology on display over in the AGCO booth, including the new Fendt 30-foot momentum planter equipped with smart frame technology, a vertical contouring toolbar, and load logic. Also, a couple new aftermarket kits on display, including the Fendt Ideal Air Blaster. So this provides in-cab, one-button removal of debris from the feeder house. And then there's this Simply Bale kit that retrofits on Massey Ferguson 1800 series small square balers. The interface provides guidance such as flake-by-flake indicator that gives immediate feedback so operators can adjust ground speed on the fly. And finally, the biggest attention grabbers, the new combines from Case IH and New Holland. Tighter security than the Pentagon around this big red machine. It was roped off, so we couldn't get too close. New Holland was less secretive with its CR11, making its North American debut. It's equipped with the IntelliSpread radar system that automates the spreading control to ensure full and even residue coverage behind the combine. Of course, we have more sights and sounds from the show on precisionfarmingdealer.com, including a 20-minute under-the-hood walk-around of that New Holland CR11 combine, so definitely check that out. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. CNH Industrial reported its 2023 fourth quarter and full year results on February 14th. Consolidated revenues for the year were up 5% to $24.7 billion. For the quarter, consolidated revenue was down 2% versus the same period last year to $6.79 billion. Agriculture segment net sales for the full year were $18.12 billion, up 1% year over year. And for the quarter, ag net sales were down 8% to $4.95 billion, primarily due to lower industry volume, dealer inventory management, and unfavorable mix, CNH said. In a note to investors, Stanley Elliott, managing director at Stifel, wrote, "For 2024, CNHI expects industry sales to decline 10 to 15% in ag and construction to decline 5 to 10%. CNHI segment sales are expected to outperform industry declines and margins are expected to outperform past cycles. We like what the company is doing to reduce product costs through logistics normalization, lean manufacturing principles, and strategic sourcing. With a healthy balance sheet and FCF generation, $1.2 to $1.4 billion expected in 2024, the company has ample flexibility to continue focusing on improving operations. CNH is expecting to spend $1 billion in R&D expenses in 2024. CNH also estimates ag industry retail sales will be down 10 to 15% in 2024 compared to 2023, and is forecasting its ag segment net sales to be down 8% and 12% year-over-year currency translation effects. While 44% of dealers said they plan to increase capital spending by 1 to 10% in 2024, according to the 2024 Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report, a February 19th Farm Equipment Techs poll reveals only 12.5% of dealers plan to build a completely new dealership in the next 12 months. The Outlook and Trends survey also showed nearly 39% of dealers plan to invest in their showrooms and retail space, while nearly 63% of dealers said they would be investing in the service shop in 2024, both up from 2023 plans. In its first quarter 2024 earnings, John Deere reported that as a percentage of trailing 12-month retail sales, its dealers' inventories of over 100 horsepower tractors and combines were back to pre-pandemic levels. Deere dealers' inventories in January represented 30% of trailing 12-month retail sales, as reported to AEM, up from 25% 1 year ago. This comes in just below the 32% of 12-month sales that John Deere reported in its first quarter earnings for 2020. For combines, Deere dealers' inventories are representing 16% of trailing 12-month retail sales, in line with the first quarter of last year. However, this is above the 15% Deere reported for January of 2020. Addressing dealer inventories during the earnings call, Josh Beal, Director of Investor Relations at Deere, said, "As we noted last quarter, we entered the year well-positioned from a field inventory standpoint, and Q1 levels are consistent with normal seasonal changes, comparable to inventory-to-sales ratios from a year ago. With nearly 90% of orders sourced through our combine, sprayer, and planter early order programs, we have significant visibility into the balance of the year for those product lines." Beal added that Deere is taking orders into the third quarter for row crop tractors, while four-wheel drive tractors are full through the balance of the third quarter. Looking at net sales, John Deere reported $12.2 billion for the first quarter, down 4% year over year. In Deere's production and precision ag segment, net sales for the first quarter came in at $4.9 billion, down 7% year over year. Deere attributed this to lower shipment volumes, partially offset by price realization. For its fiscal year 2024, John Deere is forecasting production and precision ag net sales down around 20%. This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Dealer Success Academy. The percentage of dealers forecasting sales growth of 2% or more in self-propelled sprayer sales for the year rose slightly for 2024 to 26.5%, according to the latest Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report. This percentage peaked in the last 5 years when 37.2% of dealers were forecasting unit sales growth for 2022. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions my way at bthorpe@lespub.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.